Good morning. It is September 13, 2015. The time is 06:03 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, and I'm actually on a vacation day. I'm off for the next 4 days, and there's a reason for that, as I'm making a cup of coffee, or another pot of coffee here. As you can see from the audio art, I'm splurging. I'm having some Dunkin' Donuts coffee that I'm making this morning because I did have a cup from the previous pot, but the pot was basically consumed by the missus and her girlfriend, co-worker you could say, and her daughter along with my two kids there, my young adult son and young adult daughter, are on the road right now. So I find myself making coffee here, and I don't normally make coffee in the morning. The missus always beats me to it. So this is something new that I haven't done in quite some time. So you can hear me pouring the water into the coffee maker. And I think I need 4 teaspoons of coffee. I'm going to set this down on the counter. I don't know how the sound's going to be. The indicator that it's doing all right. So we get 4. But yeah, they're on the road and they're heading down to Virginia Beach for the next 4 days. And I'm sort of holding down the homestead with Max and our Jack, our one cat, along with Lucy and her 4. They're no longer kittens. Okay, put that in there. Okay. I hope I did there. I put a little extra coffee in there. So, and we go ahead and plug it in and turn it on, and we're off and running. And let's see if that works. See what, if I know how to make a cup of coffee at home. But they're on their way to Virginia Beach. So they'll be on the road for the next 7 to 8 hours, I guess, going down Interstate Route 81, and they're going to probably pass close to a location down there through Pennsylvania, down there in the Lancaster area. I think that's a little further west than 81. I think you got to take a road, because I remember going down there this past January to visit our friend Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold on all fine social networks. But the missus asked if she wanted to take the kids down to Virginia Beach, and I said, well, what about the animals? And someone has to stay here. We can't board them up, especially Max. Max is, let's see, where's he at? He's out here in the living room, up on his porch, or up on his perch, I should say, the back couch, because I don't think he realizes that they went bye-byes for the next couple days. This concept of time is probably thinking they're going to be coming back later this afternoon. So we're going to be doing some things. We got to schedule things of going to the dog park, which I did a Periscope a couple days back. I think it was last Monday or Tuesday, that showed the park. I think the replay is over there on my page for Catch. And let's see, that is brewing. So, okay. Let's see if I can make a... Like I said, the missus always makes the coffee at the house here, and I'm always making coffee at the day job. But I'm off for the next 4 days, sort of dog-sitting and cat-sitting here at the homestead. So you know what I'll be doing? I'll be camped out on the internet in between doing things here as I'm walking around. Not really an empty house, because it's myself, Max, and like I said, the 6 cats, Jack, Lucy, Bug and Calvin and Dora and Murdoch. Murdoch, he's a pisser. I think of the four young cats, he's my favorite. Yes, we do have a herd of cats, and Lucy and her then 4 kittens when we took them in about, I think it's been about 4 months now. I haven't really talked much about them, but sort of like the family. I guess Max is the primary star when I do talk about things here on this thing called the internet, and sort of talking a little bit about them. But we took them in. They were Lucy and her four kittens were found in a trash can by the missus, and she couldn't keep from find herself not doing something. And it was the right thing to do, bring them home. And we were going to take them to the shelter, but I decided to, I guess, make the executive decision, and we'll see what happens. We'll take care of them and stuff. And they've been, I think they're part of our family now. So we have a large enough house that, plus it gives me the excuse if somebody at work says, "Hey, you want to have a cat?" And I said, "Nope, I have a house full." But they are, they're pretty interesting. Jack, the cat we had before, we had Lucy and her four kittens join our family. It took him a little bit the longest to get used to him. He's starting to get used to him. And Maxie, he was sort of the kitten herder to make sure they all kept together. So he's like the big uncle. So this is probably the first time I've talked about him here on this this program formerly known as Audio Boo. So a little coffee talk as I wait for the coffee to brew here. And we have a room upstairs where we put the four kittens, or four young cats there now, that where they stay at night, so we know they're in one location. Lucy and Jack are the only two, and Max have the reign of the house. And okay, I guess that's enough. I guess let's see. I pour my first cup of coffee that I'm making here. See how that tastes. What kind of coffee? This is it's Dunkin' Donuts caramel coffee cake. So, oh, that's good. Okay, not bad. Not bad at all. So, some Dunkin' Donuts coffee that the missus has. We usually brew Maxwell House, the French roast, but this is different. So I've got a full pot of coffee as I'm working on my second cup of coffee on this. I think it's a third pot of coffee because they did take some coffee. And I think all the travel mugs that we have in the house are on the road right now, heading south as I hold down the homestead. And I'm eyeing right now on the counter, because the missus did say a bagel. Oh, those are some flat bagels, two of them. So I think there's some cream cheese too in the fridge. And you heard the refrigerator being open, but I'm not going to say what's in my refrigerator. It's sort of a Periscope thing, which I'll probably end up doing. Of course, I will say that I do have some beer, because today is a football day for the NFL. And let's see, Jack is out on his perch on the back porch. So I'm going to be busy keeping tabs on the animals here. And where's that cream cheese? Oh, here it is. It's set up here. Okay. So I'm sort of playing the bachelor here, in a sense, for the next couple days. And it should be interesting. And Max is looking at me like, "What are you talking to? Or who are you talking to?" I'm talking to the audio player here on my LG Ultimate 2 as I pet Max. How you doing, Max? Okay, you doing okay? And Android phone that I'll be using here pretty extensively over the next couple of days, doing maybe some audio, definitely some Periscopes, which I'll probably do one here after I get done with this audio. So that's how I'm getting my day started here on my first day off, on the 4 days off here at the homestead, this old house in the southern tier of upstate New York. Y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.